You're listening to Eureka on Monocle 24, brought to you by the team behind The Entrepreneurs. After 15 years of working as an optician in high-end eyewear, Jordan Paul grew increasingly tired of the generic frames produced by large-scale manufacturers and online retailers. In response, in 2011, he launched Opticianado, a Toronto-based optical shop specializing in vintage frames sourced from across North America and Europe. The concept has proven such a hit that while Jordan continues to scour the globe in search of interesting eyewear, now he designs his own line of vintage-inspired specs. Here's his story.
I found a lot of the eyewear out there in high-end was starting to all look the same. It had less inspiration from designs of the past. And more importantly, I found the fit of the eyeglasses was a little more generic. It was trying to fit maybe 60, 70% of the population of the way that they would need to fit eyewear on people. So I found that when I was getting into starting Opticianado, I wanted to find frames that were more of a custom fit for someone that would have a color of an acetate or a metal that you couldn't find anywhere. In this market, it was very hard to find that. So I tried to search all around the world for the most wearable vintage eyewear. I was collecting different types of eyewear. I found that the quality of the eyewear from the heyday of independent design was a lot better, and just basically they would sometimes make one model. A lot of the British frames were one model but many different bridge sizes, different temple fits, and it was more of a couture fit to someone. So as I collected over the years, it slowly I started to love for older frames and basically wanted to collect those but also to fit clients eventually with those frames from the past. I work by myself. I like to get inspired by different designs. You can see a design from the past if you see a frame on Henry Kissinger. And if you actually look at that frame, it's very square and abstract. So it's a little less wearable. So I find when I design, I want something to be relevant to today, but have an appreciation for the past and be manufactured as it was in the heyday of eyewear in the past. And once again, with eyewear, it's a very couture fit. So a lot of times I'm looking and really, really concentrating on comfort. So when I'm fitting my clients at the store, I always ask when they love a frame, I say, is it comfortable? And it's a big thing because when it's on your face all day, it's got to be comfortable, it's got to look good. And I'm finding a lot of that's lacking in design in today's world. I like brands that, first of all, you can't find everywhere in either Canada or, you know, the world, which is obviously tricky to find because most designers want their product to be everywhere. There are select designers that they really want to choose the boutique that they want their line to be represented at. So we try and go deep in the line to buy all the different colors in each model to try and have somewhat of an exclusivity at the store, which is very, very hard to do now. But it's committing to that designer as the designer is committing to us. So I find with that, those type of designers, we're looking for something that is going to be different, still very wearable, but once again fits very well and has an appreciation that some of these designers are a little edgier than, say, my own designs or some vintage, but you want it to fit as well as possible and to have something where they can look at the type of acetate or the color of the acetate or the metal and just say, I've never seen anything like that before. I really enjoy what I'm doing right now. I want to be constantly designing more eyewear, finding more eyewear that people can wear vintage-wise. The store now is at a point where we're lucky to have four licensed opticians and two student opticians. So this is the way when I started, I want it to be. So we're basically opticians owning our craft. I wanted to continue on with that 7 day a week brick and mortar store, as well as get the Opticionado brand and designs out to all around North America, which we have been, but more and more boutiques that will appreciate that type of design. I really love retail. A lot of people get into retail and realize how hard it is and want to kind of go and do something else where they want to do more of the design aspect. I like doing a little bit of everything, but I still love retail in that I'm able to basically fit clients, suggest what lenses I think would be best for them. I'm a lot of the times edging the lenses for them myself, and then when they're coming to pick them up, I'm adjusting them for them. So this allows me to kind of see every aspect of the business and get input from my clients. That really helps me in the design process of my frames.
Thanks very much to Jordan Paul, founder of Opticionado, for coming in and sharing his story. Thanks too to Will Kitchens and Daniel Bache, who produced this episode, and to Kieran Matthew Banerjee, who edited it. I'm Matt Alagaya. Thanks very much for listening. Goodbye.